Hello?
Hello, good morning. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions today. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
And thinking ahead on this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'll definitely vote.
Okay, and with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Democrat.
And what is your main racial background?
Black.
Thank you. And what is your age? Just to make sure we speak to all ages, 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
56 to 65.
And now, generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the ground track?
Right direction.
And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I have a short list. I know all are important, but the most important issue: traffic and congestion, affordable housing, property insurance cost, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and neighborhood safety, corruption in city government, growth and overdevelopment, or flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency.
Affordable housing.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know, okay? You can indicate that as well. The first one, Manolo Reyes. Do you recognize the name?
I recognize the name, but no opinion.
Okay. Francis Suarez?
I recognize the name. I guess I generally have a positive opinion of him.
Okay. Well, is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Miguel Gabela? Do you recognize the name?
I don't know. No.
Okay. Raquel Regalado?
Yeah, I know his name. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. The next one, Christine King.
I'm somewhat favorable.
Daniela Levin Cava.
Favorable.
Just somewhat or very?
No, very favorable.
Okay. Eileen Higgins.
I don't know her.
Keon Hardeman.
Very favorable.
Joe Carollo.
I don't know him.
And the last one, Damian Pardo.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. And if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican
candidate? Joe Biden.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden? Hello? Hello, can you hear me okay? Yes?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, Joe Biden.
Well, definitely or probably for Joe Biden?
Definitely.
Definitely, okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violation of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, and provides effective date. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I vote yes.
And definitely voting yes or probably?
Definitely voting yes.
The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
I would definitely vote yes.
Okay. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor, and the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years, waive bidding, and require at no cost City previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, increasing revenue to City, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I don't know.
Okay, but if you had to choose today, would you vote yes, it may probably or probably no against this referendum?
I guess no, because I don't know what it's going to do with.
Just probably. Okay. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. The first one is allowing office space to be included. Strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Will you strongly approve that, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Reducing the overall amount of development.
Approve.
Strongly approve. Strongly approve or somewhat?
Somewhat approve.
And the last one, allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve? Sorry. And now, we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75% now. Thank you so much for your time. You will now be giving a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the City of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I vote yes for it.
Definitely or probably vote yes?
Definitely.
And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? One thing that you like most.
The $1 billion in additional tax revenue.
Okay. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
I don't remember.
But anything you can say, anything at all, maybe the waterfront promenade.
The additional commercial stuff.
I'm sorry, what?
The additional commercial.
Okay.
They're talking about, hey, more commercial space or whatnot. And I don't want more of that.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? It will make no difference, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. And the last two questions, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Growing too fast.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Liberal.
And would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
PhD.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.